Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I am going to come right out and say it. I have been shamed by a child.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Mondays on The Wake Up Call, we do misconnections. This is where we go to Craigslist and try and reconnect love that might have been lost. If you put 106.5 The End or Hey Wake Up Call on your misconnection, we might read it right here.
Yeah, well, nobody's doing that.
So. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to keep throwing it out there.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Downtown Butterball.
Oh.
Man for Woman, which is a great name for a band.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you at Mix Friday night, and then I saw you at Torch Club later the same night. It must be fate. You're short. You're fat. You're white. And that's my kind of baby girl.
Oh, God.
What is your name? I need to know. I'm a tall, thick, black man, and I'm exactly what your tiny, chubby ass needs. Hit me back before I find your ass again.
Oh.
It sounds like a or else.
It does. Yeah, it does. So he is referring to her as Butterball.
Yeah.
Term of endearment.
Yep.
No.
To him, yes.
To him, it is.
100%.
If someone calls you something that offends you, but they are saying it
as a friendly thing,
in a positive way, does that help?
That I guess that's an individual choice.
Yeah.
You are focusing, though, on the word fat. Let's also focus on the fact that he called her short. There's nothing she can do about that.
Totally.
That is true.
Butterball is, she can lose weight, but she cannot get taller.
That's why, you know, it's always annoying on the dating apps. It's like, well, I'm only going to date a guy that's 6'2 or taller.
Why is it that you can have a preference about what you're into with a female, for a female, but women can't?
Well, there's nothing I can do about height.
Right?
But
well,
if it's like weight.
Not necessarily something a person could do about their face.
True.
They can put on makeup.
True.
Yeah, but
they can grow a beard.
They can shave a nose or whatever they do there. You put stuff in your lips.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of stuff you can do to a face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But height, you just can't change it. Whatever your height is, that's just what it's going to be.
I think a lot of girls that want taller guys, they want that because they are taller.
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. Interesting.
It's a sign of masculinity to women, I guess, or something like that.
Huh.
But here's the good news for Butterball.
Stop calling her that!
My apology, Miss Butterball. This guy is tall.
Yeah.
And he is thick.
Yeah.
But I think we're gonna... I think, though, we need to declare that even if you mean it in a good way, don't call people Butterball.
Downtown Butterball?
That's not helping either.
Mm. All right.
What
I believe
the name?
It's Downton Butterball.
Downton Butterball?
All right, misconnections on the wake-up call.
Okay, this one took me in so many directions. Lost it while gassing up. It is a man for a man and a woman. You're an attractive senior couple.
Oh, boy.
Old hippies. You saw me losing my mind at the gas station when the pump didn't work. You approached me, and one of you started rubbing my shoulders while the other held my hand and looked deep in my eyes.
Oh, my God.
I didn't show you I was turned on. I didn't show you how turned on I was at the time, and I'm regretting that now. I figured out how to make the pump work and watched you both walk away without asking for a number. If you see this, write me back and tell me which gas station we were at. I want to make you feel as good as you made me feel.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is so gross.
It's a roller coaster.
I think there's a chance that this old hippie couple was not meaning this in a sexual way.
I'll bet you're right.
Right.
Okay.
You're probably
because
right.
Because an old hippie couple going up to a person that is having a bad day, holding their hand while one looks in their eyes and the other one rubbing their shoulders, almost seems like the first step in harnessing your chi or lining your chakras or something.
Right. Which one did what?
So do I'm you glad think? You asked, because in my mind.
Yeah, how are you picturing this?
The gal was holding his hand.
Yes.
Me too.
Okay. So.
And the guy was rubbing his shoulder.
100%. Right.
Now, you've seen me rage out on something.
Sure.
Could you imagine laying your hands on me during that moment?
For me, yes.
You can?
For me to do it, because it's like, I know you, and I know where you're, like, weird. Almost like, you know how Caesar Milan would, like, do something to a dog's ear, and then the dog would calm down? I feel like I know how to do that.
That's true. She does.
If a strange couple came up to you,
yeah,
I don't think it would go well.
Are you going to shout a warning at them?
Yes, I would say he nips.
Right, yeah. He does not play well with others.
Right.
Stop it, Meemaw, stop it!
Yeah. She would not go by Meemaw.
What would she go by?
Turquoise. Oh. And his name was Jer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.